ANJ warns operators after sharp rise in promotional spending. France's gambling regulator has flagged an alarming rise in industry promotional spending and ordered operators to stick to declared budgets. ANJ tightens marketing rules after surge. The National Gaming Authority, Autorité Nationale des Jeux, ANJ, has issued a formal warning to online gambling operators following a market review that identified a rapid escalation in planned marketing and incentive budgets for 2026. The regulator says total promotional expenditure is projected at around $785 million for the year, nearly 25% higher than 2025, driven by intense competition and major sporting events such as the 2026 Winter Olympics and the 2026 FIFA World Cup. In a move described as unprecedented, the ANJ approved operators' marketing plans for 2026, but imposed a strict condition. Companies must not exceed the promotional budgets they declared to the regulator. The authority warned that breaches would prompt targeted audits and could lead to enforcement action. An ANJ spokesperson said, "We recognize the commercial pressures of a competitive market and the calendar of major sporting events, but our mandate is clear. We will not allow advertising practices that increase the risk of harmful gambling or normalize betting among young people. Operators must respect the budgets they submitted. Exceeding them will trigger checks and proportionate sanctions." The report highlights that financial incentives, bonuses, free bets, and other monetary offers have grown sharply, up 23% year-on-year, and now represent roughly 60% of all promotional spend. Overall marketing outlays rose faster still, by about 28%, with digital channels accounting for 44% of spend. Traditional media are staging a comeback. Television, radio, and outdoor advertising are expected to see renewed investment during high-profile events, with the World Cup alone estimated to drive more than 20% of annual marketing activity. The ANJ signaled specific concerns over advertising saturation and the potential normalization of gambling during mass audience sports. Regulators advised certain operators to scale back spending on social media campaigns and retention bonuses, and said it would work with the French Advertising Standards Authority, ARPP, to reduce messaging that could resonate with younger adults. Industry reaction and next steps. Industry analysts and operators recognize the balancing act between commercial growth and regulatory restraint. Sophie Dubois, senior analyst at H2 Gambling Capital, commented, "Operators are under significant pressure to grow customer acquisition and retention, especially around global sporting moments. But the ANJ's hard line on declared budgets forces a recalibration. Marketing strategies will need to focus on efficiency and compliance rather than volume. Companies that fail to adapt risk not only fines but reputational damage in a tightly regulated market." The ANJ's review also pointed to the impact of a 15% marketing tax introduced in July 2025, which likely contributed to promotional spending in 2025 coming in about 8% below forecasts. Looking ahead, the regulator has proposed tougher measures it may pursue in consultations, including whistle-to-whistle bans on television betting ads, tighter sponsorship rules, and enhanced protections for younger adults aged 18 to 25, such as stricter loss limits. Regulatory scrutiny will intensify through 2026, with audits and cross-agency cooperation expected over the spring and summer months as operators ramp up activity for the World Cup. The ANJ has signaled it will monitor digital channels closely and pursue targeted checks where there are signs of budget overruns or messaging that could encourage excessive gambling. For operators, the immediate challenge is operational, retooling acquisition and retention plans within declared financial envelopes, while demonstrating robust, safer gambling safeguards. For regulators, the priority remains protecting consumers, particularly younger adults, without unduly stifling a competitive market. The coming months will show whether tighter oversight leads to quieter advertising skies or simply shifts promotional activity into new channels.